A crowd waits in anticipation for the beginning of one of the last performances of The Promise. After 25 years, The Promise will say so long to its home at Zion Lutheran Church in Litchfield. The play is a 2.5-hour production telling the story of the life of Jesus. It all began with a business trip to Texas.
I was in San Antonio, Texas, at a bookstore, and for some reason, I was looking at demo tapes for musicals, for whatever reason. I was just listening to them, and I happened to come across The Promise, and I enjoyed the music. It was very dynamic and very lively. Because the music was so bold and so powerful, and the message was so clear, I thought, oh, this would be a very nice thing to present.
This is Litchfield resident and Zion Lutheran Church member Mel Cordani.
A little research, they informed me that The Promise is performed every weekend in Glen Rose, Texas, at an amphitheater. So I talked to our pastor and his wife, and along with my wife, we all went to Texas for a weekend to Glen Rose and attended the production there.
After much convincing and planning and practicing every Sunday from August until the time of the first performance in March, The Promise began.
Glory, glory! Glory in the highest heavens to God! Glory, glory to God in the highest heavens! Glory! Glory in the highest heavens to God! Glory, glory to God! Glory in the highest...
The music of The Promise has little changed over the years.
And we went down to Texas, and we spent several days down there, and we ended up going and watching the show there, and that was really an eye-opener because they had several other songs that were there, and from that point on, we started to add these songs, not all at once. We just added one first, then we added another, then we added another, as we had the right people to do the songs.
That's Ernie Tomach, music director this year and for most of the past 25 years of The Promise. He and his wife and their three kids have all been involved with The Promise. His daughter Anna has been involved with The Promise practically since birth.
I played Baby Jesus in 1999.
This year, Anna plays the part of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Anna says she and her family and friends frequently quote The Promise throughout the year.
Are you ready for your examination for the leaders of the temple? Yes, Father, I know my lesson well. But I'm more concerned about what will happen after that. What do you mean? And I break into song sometimes during school. If they say a key word that's like part of a line or a song in The Promise, we start singing it.
Year after year, the production involves people from not only Litchfield, but all over the area and from many different denominations. The man who plays Jesus this year is from Glen Carbon. The costume director and her family are from Alhambra. Others come from St. Louis, Salem, Taylorville, and many other places. Not to mention, people have come to see the performance from all over, including Australia.
We would have three tour buses. We would have that would come every year. They come from Chicago, Nashville. I mean, this is this little small town here just doing a play, but they would hear about it and they would come.
That's music director Ernie Tomach again. He also plays the role of the Apostle John when he's not backstage directing music. Speaking of backstage,
I had one costume get ripped completely down the backside and he had to get on stage, so I safety pinned the seam back in it and covered it up and fixed it later.
Lori Raymond is the costume director for The Promise. She's the one backstage hemming up little angel costumes, hot gluing jewels onto wise men costumes, and making sure everyone's headpieces are just right before they go on stage. And she also gives Jesus a bath.
Well, some people would say, you do what? Yes, I give Jesus a bath, and that's probably the craziest thing I do, because the makeup artists have to get the blood. They're trying to make it look real. All of it is, we're not play acting. We're hoping we're portraying it as realistically as we can. So with that in mind, yeah, Jesus has got to have a bath. I got to get him as white as I can get him and get him back on stage.
By the way, Lori and her backstage crew have under 2 minutes to get all the fake blood washed off Jesus before putting him in a white robe and sending him back on stage. Lori and her entire family have been involved with The Promise for over 8 years. Many of the people involved with the play are in it with their families. Jesus says it's a family affair. Rather, Eric Sykes, the one who plays the role of Jesus this year.
the relationships that you build. That's the biggest thing about the promise. It's, and there's no secret to this of why it's lasted for so long. 25 years is a very long time for one show to be in the same community and to have such success over and over and over again, year after year. And the secret, which really isn't a secret at all, is that these are a bunch of families up on the stage. It's not just a bunch of kids putting this on or just the community putting this on, but it's a bunch of families that come together and they do this together. And then we all become just this big family, this tight-knit group of friends and family just performing a show, but a show in which the greatest story ever told gets to be seen on stage. And I think that, you know, to me, is the biggest thing that keeps me coming back to the promise, because I could do a show anywhere at any time, but the promise, you know, my friends and family are here.
Eric says he's trying to get others involved to keep the promise going at his church in Highland.
So worth seriously considering it, and if I get enough people to join me, which I think is looking good, it looks like I'll have a core group of people that will come down that's already in the show now. If that happens, it's a real possibility that in 2016 the promise might show up in Highland.
Regardless of whether or not the promise returns in a new location, the effects of it on everyone who experienced it in the last 25 years will last for years to come. Thank you to the cast and crew of The Promise for their help in putting this story together. For WSMI, I'm Sarah Tomach.